What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Vivette. Anyways, this is gonna be short. I just wanted to tell you about my birthday weekend. It was so much fun, okay? So my birthday was February 23rd. That's also my daughter's birthday. She flew in on Thursday. And then we went to go get our nails done and our feet done. And of course, we had to go have some food. And Friday, we went to have massages. Oh my gosh. If you guys live in Dayton, Ohio, please visit Carmel's Day Spa. Our massages were wonderful, and it's cold outside. Well, it was a little chilly, but not like super chilly. But everything in that place to me was just warm. Even when they gave you your jacket back at the end of your massage, it was warm. It was such a nice massage. I would definitely go back. That was my first time going there. I would definitely go back. I'm so glad my colleague recommended them. A+, okay? So then Saturday, I had like a little surprise gathering for my daughter because on my 50th birthday, she was so busy planning my virtual sip and paint or paint and sip. So she didn't really do anything for her birthday. We did go out to eat or whatnot, but I just felt like I wanted to make her birthday special this year. So I called her friends like back in January to let them know what I was planning, and it was supposed to be a surprise. Now look, my daughter cannot stand surprises. All this time, I was like, she gonna be so upset because she don't like surprises. But anyways, I have bought her like a whole outfit to wear because I knew we were gonna just have fun this particular day. So I bought her an outfit to wear for Saturday. And we were gonna be twinning, but I decided not to twin, but we both had like some cute little Nike outfits on. So, me being who I am, I was so lost trying to find the spot that we were going to. I had to call my son, like, send me your location. Because I was so flipping lost. It was ridiculous. But my daughter, she still like had no clue what was going on. She said she had expected my nieces and nephew to be there because, you know, I told her that we were all gonna get together to do something for her birthday, but they couldn't make it. But that's okay because we have plenty of time to plan something for all of us. But anyway, when she walked into the spot, her friends were there, her best friends. Only a few people couldn't make it. She was so very happy to see them. She was excited. It was a surprise. And I am so mad I did not get a picture of her face when she saw her buddies. Anyway, we did that. We played some, well, they played games. I didn't play any games. Then we went and got some food at the social table. Listen, I like the social table. That is like the place to be. We had a really good time. We went to two social earlier, and then we went to social table. So that was the birthday weekend. I got, you know, some nice gifts. So I was really excited about that. What else? That's it. So yeah, I shared my birthday with my daughter. At first, when they told me they were going to induce me on my birthday. I was like, no, please, no. Can we wait another day? And they were like, no, that it's happening tomorrow. We see you at 5:30 in the morning. But of course, she wasn't born at 5:30. She came around, I want to say noonish, because my son was born around 10 something. So yeah, she was like 2 hours after his birth. So that wasn't too awfully bad. But we started really celebrating our birthdays together when she turned 16. I would take off work. I would let her miss school. And we would just have a good old time. And my son, if he wanted to miss school on his birthday, he's born in January. You know, he could do what he wanted to do. We would do stuff together too. Oh, I just, I love my kids. Not only do I love them, I like them. They are like really good people. So anyway, that was the birthday weekend. It was a lot of fun, and I cannot wait to see what we have in store for each other next year. But my son turns 30 next year. Oh my gosh. I am going to plan something big for him. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited. But that was it. I just wanted to share the birthday behavior with all of you. Thank you for listening. This is your girl, Yvette, with another episode of This Ain't For Everybody. Stay safe and stay healthy. And as always, activate your faith.